Hi, I'm Sophie Luxton, and this is Holding the Fire of Motherhood. Hi, everybody. Welcome. And so glad you're here, as always. And this is a different podcast this week. And if any of you follow me on social media on Facebook, I have a new Facebook group called Mistresses of Epic Self-Care, because that's really what I've been doing for the last 10 years. And so every once in a while, I will come on and I will do a podcast specifically within Epic Self-Care, which, as you can guess, is a very big term, and I could probably fit any topic in the world underneath it. But I want to make these podcasts less about motherhood and more about epic self-care as a practice for all women. And as you and I both know, we have lives beyond motherhood, don't we? So today I'm going to talk about pleasure. And I had a little poll on my Facebook group, and I asked women what they wanted to learn about. And the one that got the most votes was taking pleasure breaks through the day. So that's what I'm going to talk about. I know how difficult it is to reach for pleasure. I know that quite often it can seem like the most difficult thing to do. It can also seem like a complete waste of time. It can also it can also feel like it's masking what's really going on. So I love all of those topics. I'm so there with you. And I'm going to give you four ideas, ways to think about pleasure that I think will open up some space for us. And then three things that you can do right now to get more pleasure breaks throughout your day. All right, let's do it. Okay, so let's get right into it. First of all, let me ask you a question. Where does pleasure fit into your life right now? Is it something that you are aware of during the day? Is it something that you desire but just can't figure out how to get it? Is it something that you're very good at? Do you feel over-pleasured? Do you feel under-pleasured? When I ask you what would bring you pleasure, do you have a million ideas, or do you have five, or do you have none? Wherever you are is the perfect time to come to this conversation. It's just the perfect time. So let's just move from where we are. Here are my four ideas about pleasure, because I think pleasure brings up a lot of things for women. Off of the top of my head, what it brings up for me is needing to earn it, it having to do something with sensuality or sex, a sense of entitlement, sense of selfishness, this kind of feeling of outrageous luxury and some guilt and a little bit of shame around claiming that. So what does pleasure bring up for you? Because it's a thing. It's a real thing, y'all. Okay. Here's my first thing. Pleasure is an orientation. Pleasure is an orientation, meaning if it requires that we are looking for it and being open to it really all the time. So I had this beautiful visual that worked for me, and I hope it works for you, about pleasure being the sun. And we can either be facing the sun or we can be facing away from the sun. If we are facing the sun, then our whole orientation, like we're feeling the heat of the sun on our face. Our whole body is facing the same direction. We are facing a direction. There is a commitment to where we are facing. So when I say pleasure is an orientation, I really mean that we can use the desire to have pleasure in our lives as a North Star. And we are always facing towards that. And what that means is that we are always open to the possibility of it. We are always looking for it. We are paying attention to when we are experiencing pleasure and when we are not experiencing pleasure. We are noticing also when we are turned away, because life happens. We're not always facing the sun. Sometimes we get into the shit, and the shit for you could be depression, stuck, numb, shut down, rage, disappointment, lethargy. It could be all of those things. And so also part of pleasure being an orientation is we notice when we're out of it. And then how could we slowly orient ourselves towards pleasure again? So pleasure is an orientation. And the other three things that I'm going to talk about, all, I mean, they are all so intertwined. So there's behaviors and patterns and practices that all strengthen this orientation. I would say that after about 10 years of extreme practice of pleasure, it is now an orientation for me. And what that means is that it's more default than chosen behavior, although when I fall out of it, it needs to be a chosen behavior. It means that I believe that the universe is designed and life is designed to delight me. And it doesn't mean it owes me anything, and it doesn't mean that there are not hard things that happen, but I do believe that life is full of so many opportunities for me to feel pleasure, that that's part of my orientation. I have decided that it is available everywhere. It means that I have become very good at what brings me pleasure and what doesn't. And when you take up your pleasure practice, something that you will learn is that it changes. What used to bring you pleasure 10 years ago or 1 year ago might not bring you pleasure in the same way. And so it's this constant rediscovery of who we are and what lights us up. It also means that I have a very finely developed sense of what does not, when I am not in pleasure, when I'm not enjoying something. And that is something also that you will develop. So pleasure is an orientation. That's what it feels like to be oriented towards pleasure. Okay, number two, this is a big one. Decide that your pleasure doesn't need to be earned. So if you're like me, the culture of your family was that when the hard work was done, there was a reward. And that was what I learned about pleasure, although it wasn't called that in those words, in my family, in my childhood. So the idea was that you worked hard and then you had a reward. And there is something about that model that I really love. It makes sense to me. It's like you work hard and then you get a reward. That just makes so much sense. It's exciting when you're doing the work because you know there's a reward at the end. What I noticed in my adulthood was that it was a strong possibility that my life would look like the work was never done and therefore there would never be a reward. Something changed between my childhood and my adult life. And part of that was just being an adult now, and part of it was just that life has changed. We do not have those strong boundaries anymore of what is work and what is play. Especially if we are women with ambition. The work is never done. As an entrepreneur, the work is never done. As a woman who's interested in self-growth and evolution, the work is never done. As a woman who is juggling a lot of caretaking, children, parents, household, the work is never done. So when I became an adult, that model did not work anymore. Because unless I inserted in the reward, it would never come. The time would never come. So if you would like pleasure to be an orientation for you, then you must decide that your pleasure doesn't need to be earned. That just by being alive, you have earned your pleasure. And whether you have a day where you got everything on your list done, you like knocked it out of the park, boom, boom, boom. And we have those days, right? Super productive. Our timing works for us. Everything is smooth, and it's just, we feel like we're on fire. We feel like finally we're the bosses of our lives. And then, that glass of wine at the end of the day, the hot bath, the rest, the indulgent meal, the piece of chocolate, whatever it is, the sitting and reading a book, whatever it is that brings you pleasure feels like it fits. It fits the grand scheme of things. We have earned that pleasure. Now, if we don't decide that pleasure doesn't need to be earned, here's what happens on a day where things don't go our way, where we don't finish all the jobs because stuff happens, where things fall apart, where we fall apart, where our productivity just is in the frickin' toilet. Then I guess on that day we don't deserve any pleasure. And then we have to earn it the next day. I mean, even as I say that, I can feel in my body what it's like to be on that mouse wheel, constantly earning. If I didn't earn today, I've got to work double tomorrow to earn it. So number two, decide that your pleasure doesn't need to be earned. And when in doubt, think of kids. Kids would never think that they had to earn their pleasure. Have you ever seen a kid at the end of the day, like in the summer, getting a popsicle and thinking, you know what? I'm not sure that I did enough work to earn this popsicle. Pleasure is an orientation with children. They are so tuned into it. When is the next time it happens? This is exactly what I like. This is what I don't like. So your pleasure doesn't need to be earned. The universe is here to delight you. Life is here to light you up and to pleasure you. You do not have to earn it. Okay. Number three, pleasure is a felt sense, not a to-do list. It is so easy for us to put things on our to-do list just to check them off, because without a sense of accomplishment, we can constantly feel like we're spinning our wheels, we're not moving, we're not doing anything, we're not getting it done, we're not doing it right. And so pleasure can be one of those things that we just put on the to-do list, and maybe our to-do pleasure is have a hot bath, because that seems like what people do for pleasure, or a glass of wine is pleasurable, or mani-pedi, if you can get that where you are right now, is pleasure. And so what I would offer you is this idea that you will know when you are in pleasure, because you will feel it in your body, and the way that you feel pleasure will be different from every woman. Although, of course, we share some common feelings, but really it's a felt sense. It's not a to-do list. Have you felt pleasure today? And it could be a small moment. It could be a big moment. It could be something that was 5 minutes. It could be something that was 2 hours. It is not a to-do list. Don't put that pressure on yourself. It is a felt sense. You will know when you are there, and you will know when you are not there. For instance, I was doing an order on Amazon the other day, and I had had items in my cart for a long time. I don't know if you're like me, you just hold items in a cart. And I like to think about them. I like to go back to them. I like to double check. I want to be in such a high state of pleasure when I order, because pleasure is an orientation for me. Every time I went back to this cart, I did not feel pleasurable. I wasn't excited about the order. I wasn't anticipating the items. There was no congruency. There was no flow of pleasure. The flow was caught between all of these rocks. Like, is it the right size? Is it the right color? Do I even really like it? It was not my pleasure. I must have gone back to that cart maybe 7 or 8 times. And I could never click the buy now button, because I wanted it to be sweet. I really wanted it to be pleasurable. And then you know what? One day it was. One day I thought, I want to go back to that. And it brought me joy to look at the items. I got excited about receiving them, and then I was just in full alignment. And when I clicked that button, it felt great, and I celebrated it. So the more we tune into how pleasure feels in our body, the more we will also know how pleasure doesn't feel in our body, and when we are in a state that something is not bringing us pleasure, which is so important. So we measure the feeling, not the quantity. It is a felt sense, not a to-do list. And when we develop this skill, we will not only be able to feel when we are experiencing pleasure, but also what is not bringing us pleasure. And that, what a beautiful journey that is to be on. Okay, number four. Practice makes a mistress. Pleasure is a practice, meaning it's not an end goal game. It's not like I've had my pleasure for the week, or I've had my pleasure for my life, or I finally nailed what brings me pleasure. Because we are women, because we are always evolving, always changing, it is a daily check-in time with ourselves. Who am I today? What brings me pleasure today in this moment? And there is a practice to that, a practice to always tuning in, a practice to even reaching out for pleasure and having the first thing that you do, it's the thing that always works. It doesn't work. So I love hot baths. Hot baths is, I would say, my go-to right now. And it's been one of my go-tos for a very long time. Sometimes when I'm feeling in the muck and I am so desperate to claim some pleasure, I will try a hot bath. And you know what happens? Sometimes it takes me into my pleasure zone and sometimes it doesn't. So the practice becomes, okay, what's next? Where do I go next to light up, to turn back on? And I might have to go through a few things until I get to the place where, yes, that's the sweet spot today. So it's just practice. It's practice when things that used to bring us pleasure don't. It's a practice to try, and try again. It's a practice to notice when we're facing away from pleasure and to find ways to bring us back. It is a practice to feel what happens in our body during pleasure, and also what is the felt sense of not being in our pleasure, of doing something that is not bringing us pleasure. It is a practice of allowing ourselves pleasure every day, no matter what we have done. Not tying pleasure to productivity, to a to-do list, to nailing it, to crushing it, to hitting it out of the park. It is a practice. And here's the beautiful thing about pleasure. No matter where you are in your pleasure journey, what usually happens is a woman starts to orient towards pleasure, and she begins to have small things of pleasure. We're just practicing. We just start practicing. And then as she gets really good at it and it starts to become this pleasure positive feedback, so she's experiencing more pleasure, therefore she's looking for more pleasure and wanting more pleasure, therefore she finds more pleasure and has more pleasure, and so the circle goes. As that happens, your pleasure desires will start to expand. They will get bigger. And you will build the capacity to have more pleasure, to experience more pleasure, to let yourself have more pleasure. So it's such a fun journey. Okay, so those are our things. Pleasure is an orientation. Decide that your pleasure does not need to be earned. Pleasure is a felt sense, not a to-do list. And practice makes a pleasure mistress. Here are the three things that you can do right now to get pleasure breaks in your day. Easiest thing is you add pleasure to things you already do. So, I have coffee. I wake up early in the morning and I do some work and I have coffee every morning. And what I do, I am already going to have the coffee. What I do is I add cardamom or cinnamon to my coffee in the morning. And that just brings me so much pleasure. The taste of it, it feels special, like I've done something special. I make it the night before and I turn it on in the morning, so it's fresh-ish for drip coffee. and I hold that first cup in my hand and it's warm and I can smell the cardamom or I can smell the cinnamon, and there is pleasure in the smell, there is pleasure in the taste, there is pleasure in me having this ritual for myself that I have prepared it the night before. So it has been easy for me just to turn it on in the morning. Something that I do already, and I made it pleasurable. When you're in the shower, if you shower every day, is there something that you could do while you're showering to bring pleasure into it for you? I don't know what that is for you. Could you slow down and give yourself a scalp massage while you're washing your hair? Could you take a little bit longer to wash your body and have your hands just be a little bit more gentle and a little bit slower over your skin so it becomes less utilitarian and more pleasurable to have your hands on your skin? Could you, when you're getting that cup of coffee or that cup of tea or the glass of wine or the kombucha, whatever you drink, could you choose a beautiful glass instead of drinking it right out of the bottle? Instead of maybe quickly rinsing out another glass that's on the table? Instead of, you know, how often do we think, oh, I can't be bothered to wash that glass, or I can't be bothered to use something special? What would it be like to have that drink that you have every day in something special? Would that be more pleasurable for you? When you are doing dishes or doing laundry or doing gardening, whatever you do, some mundane task, is there something pleasurable that you could add? Would this be an awesome time for you to listen to an inspiring podcast or an album, to find a new artist and listen to new music or listen to an album from start to finish? So when pleasure becomes an orientation, we're always looking, what could I add on to something that I already do? I don't even have to do anything special. What could I add on to make this more pleasurable? So add pleasure to things that you already do. When you go to sleep at night, is there something that you could do? Could you set up your bedside table so you have it exactly, it's not too crowded? It doesn't have stuff on it that is not beautiful for you or that doesn't inspire you. All of that stuff maybe you can put away or put in a drawer. And the stuff that's on top of the bedside table, could it just be stuff that brings you pleasure? Even if it has no use, but it's beautiful. Could you wash your sheets today so you get to go into clean, clean sheets? Could you get exactly the right pillows that you want? You know, could you put that special blanket, just lay it out on top of your duvet so it looks beautiful and it feels pleasurable to treat yourself to this gorgeous nest that you're going to sleep in? Okay. Number three, think of pleasure as play. And I'm saying this just because it's so easy for us to take stuff seriously. And then if we take pleasure seriously, I mean, in a way we have to take it seriously, because if we want it to be part of our lives, we do have to pursue it. And that is that can be serious work sometimes, as you know, especially when we're feeling grumpy and bitchy and all the stuff, pissed off. If you can think of it as play and let it be a bit light, that would be a good thing. When you think of play, we can think of there is no wrong or right. There is no end game. There is no winning or losing. There are no goals. We don't have to keep track. We just play. Nothing's at stake. Nothing's at stake. We just play. You try something, it doesn't work, you try something else. You learn from somebody else, they learn from you. Just play. Think of it as just play. Whenever you're starting to get heavy about it, think of it as play. And here's the final thing. Get a pleasure buddy, a pleasure pal. So this is what you could do. You could reach out to another woman who you think might be interested. And you say, I got to get some more pleasure in my life. I'm having a hard time because I want to do it, but my day feels super busy. I can't find the time to put it in. Pisses me off sometimes that I'm even thinking about pleasure because I don't really know how to do it, and I want it, but I'm like got a million other things to do. Could we just for 5 days, could we just text each other every day and talk about the pleasure that we've had or what we've tried? And here's what will happen. There will be the day when you wake up and you make that special cup of tea and you sit and look out the window and read a book and you'll text your pleasure pal and you'll say, oh my God, it was so pleasurable. I took 10 minutes to make myself a beautiful cup of tea. And then I sat and I read, I haven't done that forever. And you will be the holder of the pleasure torch and it will feel good. And then sometimes you will have had a shitty day. It's been a hard day and you have not been oriented towards pleasure. And it's okay, it happens to all of us. And you will get that text from your pleasure pal. And she'll say, you know what I just did? I just went into a bath with bubbles and I turned on opera music and it's was so delightful for me, relaxed my whole body. It felt so luxurious, so pleasurable. Have you done anything today? And you will be annoyed with her because she's intruding on your grumpy and your crappy. And then you'll be like, ah, damn it. I'm going to claim my pleasure because I have somebody who's handing me the torch. So a pleasure pal is so great for when we can't do it on our own. And that's what happens. We can't always do it on our own. Sometimes we get into a space where we need another sister to remind us of our capacity for pleasure, to remind us of who we really are, to remind us of what we really want. So get a pleasure pal. Go on a 5 or 7 day pleasure diet and just play. Just play. See what happens. For anybody out there who would like to find more pleasure, the Facebook group, Mistresses of Epic Self-Care, it's a fun place. It is a place where we are learning and practicing and playing with epic self-care in all of the areas, in all of the areas of our lives. It's a delicious community. I'd love to have you there. So find us online and join. And in the meantime, I wish for you all the pleasure that you can stand. I wish for you a universe and a life that constantly wants to delight you and please you. And as always, thank you for your time and your attention and your sacred heart. I'll see you next time.